point of view. Something special, something different. Yeah, every company has to have a USP, something unique. You know, that's what you say. Okay, this is special, right? So that's what it is. And okay, these are maybe, you know, too much of an example. But even amongst your own peers in college, there's always the other people like, you know, want to make heads turn. Right? When I enter the class, people just take a second look. Wow, you know? Yes? Unique. Huh? Have you come across people like this? Yes. All around us. Right? So there are a lot of ways that one can actually be different. Yeah? One can be very unique, one can be very special. Yes. And today, I wish to clarify that we will not be offering you tips on, you know, how to be unique in those ways. Yeah? How to be unique in making heads turn, or, you know, how to attract attention. This is not what we are going to discuss here. So the next few minutes, what we will actually be discussing is that yes, we wish to dare to be different, but for what? To make a difference positively. Yes? In our lives and the lives of people around us. Yes? So that we can be filling it with real eternal happiness. Yes? That is the dare to be different that we are going to be talking about. There may be many people who speak about dare to be different. But today, the dare to be different that we are talking about is with this perspective. Okay? Is everyone clear about this? Yes. And we want to have an interactive session. Alright? It will not be a monotonous, you know, I go on talking and you choose to hear or you choose to shut off and go off into another space. No, it would be nice if we could interact. Yes? Is that agreeable? Yes. So this is our whole aspect, right? That this is what we're trying to lead to, dare to be different. Alright? Next. Yeah, before we think of how to be different, we need to know what is the situation of the world around us. Yes? What is the current scenario? There is an author called Carl Lewis who's written a book in which he conveys that the present generation or the present people, it doesn't appeal to them to think in terms of reasoning, you know, what's right, what's wrong, how to analyze. It's too much. It's a pakauma. You know, don't strain your brain so much. Yeah, I accept whatever the media says, whatever the press says, the print media. Huh? Whatever you see, the newspapers, everything, the commercials, the advertisements, they say, okay, that's fine. Don't strain your brain too much, right? It doesn't matter if it's good, it's bad, it's right, it's wrong, huh? It's with principles, no principles, that doesn't make a difference to you. As long as it is cool, yeah? Or as they say, hot, or cool, whatever, you know, I think this keeps changing, it's hot, it's cool, and whatever, as long as I enjoy it. Yes? So ultimately, the seeking for pleasure is there. Right? And whatever way you give it. Yes? So, taking advantage of that, what happens? The media is just giving jargon. Just go on bombarding, this, that. I don't listen to radio, but whenever you enter into some shop where they have this radio running, yeah? You hear those people who keep on, I don't know what is the radio, Milchi or some radio. There's some lady who just keeps talking. Yes? Who just keeps talking, non-stop talking. And does it make sense? How many things it makes sense? Nothing. It's just anything under the sun. Just talking. I just think probably they get a job. You know, they probably make someone speak for many number of hours and think, okay, that's non-stop talking. Okay, that's the company. So, it's just jargon. There is no sense and people just keep hearing. Yes? So, the whole media, the whole situation is just bombardment. Oh, you need this. You know, this is what is required right now. You didn't know? You need this jewelry. And this is the dress that you need to wear. Look, this is the hairstyle that you need to have, actually. Again, and again, and again. It's just bombardment. Yeah? Any of you marketing students here? Anyone doing marketing? Let's know. Yes. Okay. So the marketing strategy is what? She was very beautifully explaining this term. Yes? Do you all remember? She was explaining very nicely this term of consumerism. Right? Anybody remembers?
Absorb, completely absorb.
zone. They're out of the cradle and they're with the mobile. Right? Probably in the cradle because you can't hold the size of the mobile, maybe, you know, that's right. But it's completely absorbed. You look at her eyes, she's like oblivious to the entire world. Actually, there was an article which came that in Japan, small children were not even 8 or 10 years old, but they have their iPads and their, you know, tablets and I don't know what all, and they're so like this, constantly on it, that they don't even know that children can play outside. They don't even know this concept. So this person, who, this writer, had actually written, you know, they have to be, you know, everything has to be confiscated and only now go and play outside. It's a garden. You're a child, you can play. No, remind you, they have lost the natural condition, you know, continuously. So much. And the gadget, and this, and I'm pressing this, and I'm doing this. So this is the state here. Can you think what it would be in the future? None of you are like this. Were any of you like this? Any of you? No. But this is the generation now. So this is what we look forward to. Yes? Next. Update. Next. So either one is hankering for what one doesn't have, or one is lamenting about what you already have and have lost, or is no good. Yes? So what is happening? Either hankering or louder. Hankering or lamentation. Going on through the day. One is hankering, otherwise lamenting. Oh, I wish it was like this. Oh, how I wish I had that. Oh, this one is no good. Yes? So what happens? Equal to ATM. What is ATM? Anytime? Money, huh? But here it is not money. This ATM is all-time misery. What is it? All-time misery. Yes? You're never happy. You have things, still you're not happy. You don't have things, still not happy. Because what are we looking for? The things. Yes? Things and more things. So what happens? What is it? A-T. What is it? All-time misery. Hankering, lamenting. Hankering, lamenting. That's all. Yes? Yes? Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, this, that. Updating that one doesn't have time for the person sitting next to it. Right? Because you say someone has sent something, there are more than so many hundreds of friends on your Facebook list, but not one person whom you can approach to open your heart. Friends, huh? They're all friends, list. Yes? You see 200, 300. They're all friends, no? So not one to open up your heart. Yes? But it's so busy updating. So busy updating on the status that there is no time to even give a single smile to your mother, to your husband, to your brother. No time. So busy. Where am I? On chat. Where am I? On Facebook. Where am I? WhatsApp. WhatsApp, but what's happening to you? What's happening to people around you? So busy. There's a small skit actually on the remote is that then someone is speaking to me, I think, no, you come on chat. Don't talk to me like this, come on chat. Come on chat and I go. Standing next to you, there's no time to tell your mother, thank you. There's no time to appreciate someone like this. There's no time to, you know, speak to someone at home to find out what's happening. There's no time to sit and talk to your friend. Just updating. Updating, chatting, and I don't know what else. Blogging. All things, but nothing in. Yes? So, this is actually, when we see everyone around doing it, this is the influence of the society. That is why we are talking of the world around us, because that influences us to a huge way, right? We see everyone else doing it, you know, they are happy, so maybe I will also be happy. Yes? Yeah. If someone does it outside and is very confident, then you feel, sahi hoga. Right? Must be right, yeah? She is doing it, must be right. She looks very confident doing it, right? Must be right, who knows? Must be right, no problem in following. So Prabhupada gives a very, very beautiful example. Yeah? And he gives the example that when he was a young man, he had watched this British comedian called Max Linder. So he had, you know, in this movie of Max Linder showed, was that he was going for a ballroom dance. You heard of a ballroom dance? That's why I showed the picture of a ballroom dance. Okay? So he was going for a ballroom dance with long coat and coattails and tuxedo and all that. So on the way to the ballroom dance, this Max Linder, he shows that he's sitting in a garden. He just sits down on a garden bench. So when he's sitting in a garden bench, some children come and nail his coat tail. You know, the coat tail, they just nail it to the bench. Okay? So, then he gets up. He gets up, what happens? His coat rips. Yeah? It rips from bottom to top. Huh? He's unaware of it. He goes to this prestigious ballroom dance. Now, when he enters in, everybody starts giving him a look. He's come with a ripped coat. Huh? Imagine, he just comes to the rip and everybody is just giving him some very dirty looks. And how can he just come like this? So he smiles, everybody staring at me, and then he realizes that his coat is ripped. So what to do? Say very intelligent. So what he does, it's ripped 3/4. So he goes to the restroom and rips it full in the collar. Whole thing. Right? And he comes back. And to the center of the ballroom floor, dance floor, and he dances like anything. Now, with so much enthusiasm, he's like dancing away, you know. And suddenly people start looking at him, wow, how is he dancing with so much enthusiasm? And I ask him, what is this? This is the fashion. What's the fashion? You didn't know? You don't know? This is the fashion. And then he keeps on dancing. And when he dances so much enthusiasm, really, this must be fashion, no? So all the people, one by one, they go to the restroom, keep ripping off their coats. Huh? Rip off their coats and start coming and dancing. Right? This is the mentality. You feel, oh, no. Push it. Push ko lagta hai. Do something. So why don't we also? Next. Yes? His influence. See, what's wrong? What's wrong? Yes? Smoking, what's wrong? Drinking, what's wrong? What's that? That's so foolish. The cigarette packet, anyone who's literate, huh? Who knows to read ABCD, words, it's written. What is written? Cigarette smoking is injurious to health. And here we are, with such big degrees, so-called very, very educated, very highly placed in society. School. Just because the one who's portraying it seems cool. There was one cigarette at that time in the US which was talked about, they are called cool cigarette. You say, what am I doing? When the advertisement says, just stay cool, smoke cool. So how can I be cool? You are holding a stick of fire, but is it cool? Is it possible? Fire can be cool? Can be cool? Anyone has experimented with fire which is cool? But that is, and we believe it. That's amazing. With our big, big intelligence, believe it. Cool. In the 40s, when the cigarettes were launched, actually, cigarette companies, there was a famous American actor. I didn't put that word there, but you know, he started using that cigar. And he would hold it in a special style. You know, this hanging like this. That was very cool. And the ladies would be attracted and men would be attracted. And everybody started imitating that, you know, the style. Fashion. And people, hundreds and thousands of people just started doing it because this man was doing it. And he was attracting so much attention and people were running up and saying, oh, you know, maybe he's getting so happy, then maybe I'll be happy by, you know, smoking this. And after a few years, he developed lymph and throat cancer. And by the time people realized, it was too late, all his followers. Yeah? So let's understand the truth instead of just blindly following. Next. You're very blessed in India. Maybe other places also. You know, because we are blessed with Bollywood. And a whole list of celebrities pop up every day. It's a churning machine. It's churning up celebrities. Huh? Yes? Very good. People worship them. Royal worship in this country. They're the role models. Huh? For the youth. For the youth, yeah, for everyone. Basically. A lot of people. Yes? But what? What is it? The people just looking at them and say, yes, they have this big happy smile. They're really having a gala time. Think, wow. Really? Really? It's really nice. Next. Really nice. But do you know that for all the smiles that have been pasted on their faces, for all the beautiful smiles that have been pasted on their faces, they are paid. Yes? They are paid for it. Yeah? When you enter into a movie theater, it's dark. And you sit down and keep staring at the screen. Huh? It's an illusion. It's not real. Huh? They have a real life and they have a real life. Yes? You're aware of it? They have a real life and they have a real life. And the real life is on the screen. You're paying your hard-earned money to look at this illusion and think, wow, this is real. This is reality. Huh? And the whole media, is systematically just breaking the Vedic culture. What is the Vedic culture? Human culture is Vedic culture. Animals don't have culture. Animals don't have culture. Animals only eat, sleep, play, defend. Humans have a culture where you can discriminate. Oh, this is bad. This is what is correct. This is what is good. This is not good. Yes? But these celebrities or the movies or the media, whatever it is, just pasting these paid beautiful faces and smile, and people are paying to be fooled to destroy this culture of respect. Huh? I don't know, recently I saw some advertisements or something. They say, who says it's wrong to smoke? Who says? Who says it's wrong to drink? And those who agree with this, come and see this movie. Correct? Who says it's wrong to have a living relationship? Who says? It's okay. Who says extramarital relations are wrong? Culture of respect, human culture, completely destroyed, and people are paying for it to accept it as reality. Huh? Yes? Do you agree? Or I'm talking mythology. Fact, na? We are in today's world, na? Yes? You agree? Yes. Challenging the basic understanding of a human. Be like an animal. Pay money, I'll teach you how to be an animal. Oh, you're my celebrity. I'll teach you how to eat better, sleep better, defend better. Very good. The culture of respect. The culture of respect to your own body. respecting the others. Huh? Completely. And this is what it means by. So respect yourself, respect your culture. Yeah? So, unless we understand next, this aspect of what we are influenced by, how can we be different? Yes? We are like an axe. Ho ja raha, main bhi jaunga. Ho ja rahi, ho kar rahi, main bhi kar rahi. I like this celebrity, oh, she is doing, oh, it's fine, no problem. There to be different starts from this step. Think what I'm doing. Is it real? Is it real? The next thing about the generation is, what is the generation called? Yes? Sorry? Generation I. Yeah? Where everyone is only thinking about I. Self-centered. I, me, mine, what about me, what about I, whoever else goes to the dumps is okay. We're not concerned about anybody else. And that's how it carries on to relationships, it carries on to people, it carries on to everything. Where the center is only I and my satisfaction. Yes? Disposable. Use and throw. Yes? Disposable relationships. As Prabhupada gives a nice example of how these relationships are. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. As long as it's fine, good, convenient. You're not satisfying me, move. Yes? It's so conveniently thrown off at the drop of a hat, picked up anytime, anywhere. Yes? They were the friends. The rest of friends. As long as it's convenient, we go ahead. When it's not, it's okay. Next. Everywhere. I want to go ahead. I want to be the topmost. I want to be wealthy. Maybe you're, I don't know how many of you are exposed to the corporate world. But do anything. Stamp on everyone's head, go anywhere, but push everyone down and be the top. My friend or he is whoever or she is whoever, whatever, this that's immaterial. Push down, go on top. Climb on anyone's head, go on top. Yes? His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj, she was speaking in the House of Lords in the United Kingdom. And he made this beautiful statement. Even if you forget everything else, please remember this. Yes? That in a culture, society, we love people and use things. Yes? Things are to be used and people are to be loved. But sadly, very, very sadly, in the present society, we love things and use people. Yes? Is it true? This is a sad state. So all that we spoke for the last half an hour actually has been summarized very beautifully by Jesus Christ in the Bible and Prahlad Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That the whole civilization is what? Blind, leading the blind. Not seeing any consequence, not thinking anything, just going by. What does this pleasure for? That one is doing go. Blind leading the blind. If the blind is leading the blind, what will happen? They'll all fall into a ditch. Yes? So the whole civilization is going that way. Confused. What's happening? Yeah? Very difficult. In spite of doing all that I could do, whatever we could do, trying to satisfy this, satisfy that, etc., etc., still unhappy. Still no happiness. Still confused. Still frustrated. So much insecurity. So much of suicide. Huh? So much of addiction. So much of juvenile crime. What is society? We have liberalized, or they say India is on the threshold of liberalization. We use big words. But what have we achieved? Has confused the devil. The problems remain the same. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explaining. Birth, death, old age, disease, still going on. And we're tormented. Whether we like it or not, our body is giving us trouble, mind is giving us trouble, other living entities are giving us trouble, and we're suffering. Frustrated. And really, if you feel that you have not experienced this, then just at this time, you know, go to church, get station, and get into a train going to Vidarbha. You'll experience it in full. Yes? You agree? Absolute full peak, you will explain. Just get into a train going to Virar and try to attempt to get out of it. You want to do this experiment? You can do it. Yeah? What will be the reaction? Just see. This, it's just, everyone is just at that, you know, just at breaking point. Just little stimulus and a volcano explodes from nowhere. Everyone is looking at the brink. Frustrated. So much of frustration. Yeah? After leading the society of blind, leading the blind. Seeking for pleasure. What is the wrong pleasure? Yes? So when we are talking of dare to be different, what are we talking of? Wake up. This, what everybody is propagating, not be the only way for happiness. Step out of that line. You saw the line of people? Blind leading the blind. Just remove your blindfold and step out. Yes? Just step out. Very difficult for the youth actually. Because when you are in college and a little different, it's very alag hai. You don't fit in anywhere. Don't fit in and you don't want to be a misfit. Right? It's okay. I curb all my thinking, curb all my emotions. Just go with the flow. Yes? Just go with the flow. It's easier. Right? But if you want to be there to be different, there to understand the truth, you have to step out. Step out of that blind leading the blind. Yes? And these problems are for everyone. There are many people who say, come on. Now don't bore us with all these things that we still have to achieve a lot. So whether we achieve now or we achieve 10 years later, whether you become the president or you become this universe or you become Bollywood Badsha or you become the topmost cricket star or starlet or whatever, it is continue. And they will continue. And material objects will not give us pleasure for sure. Whoever we are, that cell phone, I'm not saying, don't say the thing that today's lecture is to ban cell phones. I have one too. But use it for what it is required. Yes? Use it for what it is. Purpose is communication. Fine? Good. Don't think that is the source of your happiness. That is not the source of your existence. That is not where life begins and life ends. There is much more to it. Gadgets is not all that we have. All those things, we just give a few examples. But material things, whoever it is, these are just a few people, including me and you, it cannot be pleasure. It is for sure. So dare to be different things. Uttishtha, wake up! So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, Radharani, Shrimati Radharani came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he would sing this, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up. Person lying down in the dream world, thinking this illusion only to be true. So sometimes when you're sleeping and you see a nice dream, you say, I don't want to get up. Let the dream continue. Yes? Sometimes you're seeing a nice dream and actually you get up, but you still feel it in this. You think, no, I don't want to get up. Let that dream continue. It's a dream. It's an illusion. It's not a fact. Reality is different, illusion is different. Who can be different who understands what is the difference between illusion and reality? The blind leading the blind are people thinking, oh, illusion is only a truth. Right? Okay. So when our lives are based on an incorrect foundation, whatever we build on it, Is it okay? 1 by 1 is 3. And then I can make up an equation. Pages and pages of equations I can write. 1 by 1 is 3. That's my fact. I mean, I think like that. Would that be correct? I'm an illusion. 1 by 1 is 2. The same way, if our basic premise on which we are building our lives is based on these illusions, then how can our whole life actually be satisfied? Will it be? Will it be? Anyone? Are you all awake?
Yes.
Next. So we need to question, is this really what I want? There's a whole line, a whole stream flowing there, but is this really what I want? Yeah? What is the purpose of my life? Seek. Question. Get up. Wake up. And find out. Then you find the answer. Next. How many of you have heard this story? The emperor's new clothes. How many of you have heard this? Raise your hands. Anyone? I don't know. Maybe when we were in the third or fourth standard, we had this story by Hans Christian Andersen. The emperor's new clothes. There was once an emperor who was so obsessed with wearing new clothes. Yeah? She loved to wear new clothes. Every other day we change and, you know, wear this, that, everything. So many clothes. So once a pair of swindlers, you know, cheats, came to his kingdom and they said, oh, you know, emperor, you're so fascinated by new clothes. So we have special artisans. And we have the art of creating an amazing, you know, dresses and, you know, beautiful fabric. You can't even dream, you know, that's the type of fabric that we can actually, you know, work on. But we need a lot of, you know, material and a lot of money and a lot of wealth to actually make it, because it's really rich. And the dress is going to be really opulent. So we said, anything for it. So they give them all the gems and jewelry and jewels and stones and rubies and everything. Just make it as nice as possible. He gives them a special room and a loom. And he says, nobody should disturb us. Oh, he says, they are granted. He says, oh, Majesty, but there is one condition, you know, that actually this dress that you prepare, this fabric is so special and the dress is so special that not everybody can see it. So only those who are really intelligent can actually have a, you know, can actually see it. But those who are stupid cannot see. They cannot see this. Or he said, yeah, really, you know, that's really great. So they set off to work and they're like working, and after a few days, this emperor sent his minister to go and just check, you know, how much is the progress in the dress. So as this minister goes, the old man, very experienced, and he goes and he looks at the loom and he can't see anything. But those viewers are like doing something with their hands, and somebody's stitching and somebody's cutting, and, you know, they're all, but how can you say that I can't see? What happens if he says I can't see? Then he's a stupid. How can I say? She says, oh, very nice. So they said, you know, can you see your minister? Just see the color, just feel the texture. And he actually can't see anything. Yeah, very nice. Is it, can you see the greenish shade and can you see the reddish shade and it's very nice? See, yeah, very nice. But you can't say, what you can't say? Then I can't see. You can't see the truth. Isn't that it? Very nice, very nice. She says, okay, I'll go and tell the king, you know, that very nice, the work is proceeding very nicely. So he goes back to the king and the king asks, so how is my garment, you know, how is it good? He says, excellent. Excellent, you know, there is this shade and that shade and this stone and that stone, and it's really great. Fabulous. And you should really wear it. So finally they decide a date when the king is going to wear this royal garment and go out on a royal procession through the kingdom. So the king goes and they come, you know, with the cloth, and they start, and he can't see anything. And they start putting off curtsies, you know. Can you see this? Let's fit your coffin. Let's put the button and, you know, let's do this and take this like this and hold it. And he actually can't see anything. But how can he say that I can't see anything? You know? Because then he'll be stupid. Right? So he also just, you know, goes on doing that. all the citizens can see this, that he's not having any job. But they say, probably we are too stupid, you know, we can't understand. So nobody says anything. And the king is watching, you know, walking in that pole, and he's holding a shawl here, and some people are holding the this. And finally, one small child is sitting on his father's shoulder and he says, but father, the king is not wearing any clothes. So suddenly, shh, don't speak. You're stupid. You're very beautiful. But he says, no, I can't see any clothes. He's not wearing any clothes. Huh? By that time, the swindlers have already gone out. And that's when the king realizes, yes. It's the same way. The problem in the present society is that everything is so much of a show that if you say, oh, you know, it's not true, you say, shh. You're stupid. Backward. Orthodox. Not progressive. So many labels are just slapped on your face. Everybody says, ah, you're sorry over. Better to go on with the same. Better be normal. Better not to be abnormal. Yes? But we have to wake up. We have to be different, then wake up and ask. Yes, next. So all the problems and so many things that we face in present society, it's like groping in the dark. Yeah? For example, if I switch off all these lights here in this room right now, everything, all the lights, and I throw a piece of diamond on the floor. Huh? And I tell, now just search. What are the chances that you get it? Yes? What are the chances that you get it? Some answers. What are the chances that I switch off all the lights, completely dark room, and I throw a piece of diamond and I say search and get it? What are the chances that you get it? Almost nil. Right? Almost nil. So what is the solution? You just let the light come in. The light comes in, automatically you will find everything. Correct? Same way. We are trying to grope with all the problems in the present day world. Yeah? But you can dare to be different by allowing the light to come in. And what is the light? It's the light of knowledge. Not my knowledge and your knowledge, but the knowledge that the Lord has given us. Krishna Surya Sama. Maya Hinandagar. Krishna, the Lord, is like the sun. When the sun rises, automatically all darkness is gone. Right? Next. The scriptures. They are throwing the light. No need to grope in the dark. Not required. The solution is there. Why are you groping in the dark? Why are you thinking probably this, probably that? Let me see this. Let me. Why? The solution is there. Just take it. Next. This is a fundamental teaching. Bhagavad Gita has so many teachings. But the basic thing is not the body. We are the spirit soul. Part and parcel of the Lord. Yes? Second, just providing for the body, the mind and the senses cannot give us real happiness. Third, that the human life, human form of life is very, very precious. Very precious. Huh? And the goal of human life is to connect with the Lord. To awaken the love of God. Yes? Yes? Can you all repeat this? First is? Part and parcel of the Supreme Law. Second? Cannot give us real happiness. There is no exception, huh? Don't think, arey, pehle kisi ko nahi mila hoga, lekin mujhe mil jayega. No exception. Third? Very, very precious for everyone. Next, and the goal of human life is to even if you remember this quote, if you are not the body and the soul, material body acquisition, no happiness. Human life, very precious. Fourth, goal is to connect with the Supreme Lord. Even if you remember this, yeah. The dare to be different is to give food to the soul. Step out of that line of blind leading the blind and understand. that just giving this is not use. I have to give food to the soul. Yeah? Anchor for that which will not be perished. 50 years taken off. Gone. Yes? Whatever we do. Seek for that which will not be destroyed. Yes? And it is there. It is not that it's not there. Next. So instead of just polishing like this lady, she's not giving food to the parrot, but she's just polishing the cage. Let's stop doing that. It's not that you neglect the cage, take care of the body, but also give food to the soul. That is different. The civilization is running with catering to the needs of the body, but not catering to the needs of the soul. That is where we need to stand up. Send the light in, Jago, and give food to soul. That is what is difference. Next. Human life is very, very precious. A beautiful example that Srila Prabhupada gives. Huh? You see that lakdi? Wood? Different wood, na? Have you heard of sandalwood?
Yes.
Chandan ki lakdi? Suniya, na? What do you use chandan ki lakdi for? You want me to write, but I can't hear. Right? It's chandan powder. Very expensive. Sandalwood is very, very expensive. It's not an ordinary wood. It's sandalwood. Right? But we, with our great intelligence, use that sandalwood to make bonfire. What do we call that? Huh? Fire can be made with any wood. You don't need sandalwood. Sandalwood is very special. Very expensive. Very precious. Right? Same way this human form of life is like sandalwood, Srila Prabhupada is saying. Very special. Got it? Very much, a lot of difficulty. Don't use it like that firewood. For the same thing which you did as a cat, as a dog, as an animal, eating, sleeping, mating differently. That is firewood. Yes? Human life is very special. It's sandalwood. So let's be different in understanding the value of this human life. Next. And this opportunity is invaluable. Once missed, you think, what is the hurry? But once missed, it's off. Again, the same cycle of birth and death. So many species, and it's not guaranteed that you get another human form of life. Whatever activity we do, we get the next one. So there's this beautiful example that once in a kingdom there was a prisoner in a jail. He was a blind prisoner. Okay, so he pleaded and pleaded that please leave me, free me out. So the king said, okay, we'll free you. Condition is that we will just take you to the wall, the outskirt wall of the jail, and we leave you holding the wall. You just keep touching the wall, and you reach the gate, and you reach the gate, just walk out. It opens it, walk in, walk out. You're free. You're free. You have the opportunity. No one is going to stop him. So they go and put him next to the wall. And he starts feeling the wall and walking. Okay? Now the problem with this person was he had an itching problem. So as he was feeling the wall, he was itching. So beach may itching, beach may wall. Beach may itching, beach may wall. So exactly when the gate came, what he was doing? Itching. So what happened? Miss the gate. And what happens? We are very close to that circle. Right? Same way, human form of life gives opportunity. The gate is open. Come out. Rise. Leave. Utho. But we are so bothered with itching. Eating better, sleeping better, getting this better, looking at this better. Miss. Yes? So it's an invaluable opportunity. Next. Let's not miss it this time. Yes? So we are daring to be different and let's not miss it this time. Yeah? Next. So why do we put the word dare? Be different. Why do we put dare? Dare to be different. Any ideas? Yes? Why is it dare to be different? Yes.
There will be lot of people who make fun of you.
Why? Any of you know swimming? How many of you know swimming?
Yes.
What is the most difficult thing trying to swim? When you swim against the current. Right? The current is in one direction and you are swimming against it. Isn't that tough? Yes? That's exactly what you're doing now. Yeah? When you're daring to be different means the whole material civilization is going in one direction. Just enjoy your senses. How you go maza karo? They were saying, cute now, why you keep thinking so much? Just enjoy life there. Yeah? So automatically the whole flow is in line and you are trying to swim against the current. It's tough. It's tough. Next. There will be people making fun of you, ridiculing you. Yes? Thinking this is something other, different. Yes? So Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that Yanisha Sarvabhutani, that is whatever is night for the common people is actually day for the transcendental. It's a completely different way to look at it. Right? And what is daytime for the transcendental is the other way around. It's completely opposite. Chanting of the same three things. This is not the time for Bhagavad Gita and what lecture and what spiritual life. You know? Just be with us. There's a current, it's flowing, be happy. Yeah? So it requires courage. You will not have people around who will share your thoughts. They think you're different. You're a misfit. So what it may work, and a man is a social animal. Even girls are social animals. Man is including women. Social animal, right? So we need someone. So we don't find it. Maybe our families don't understand, friends don't understand, colleagues don't understand. We think you're a misfit. So where do we go? That is exactly why all these programs are arranged. That is the reason why Chetana is arranged. Yes? So you know where to find your friends. People who understand what you are feeling. Yeah? People who understand what is important and who are woken up. Suppose a group of friends of you are sleeping. Yeah? And you wake up. And you try to wake the others. Say, so jana yaar. So you have to find people who are awake. Right? To relate to. You can't relate to the people who are sleeping. Right? Because they are in the sleep world, in the dream world. So that is where this assembly is for people who are awake. Who are attempting to stay awake. Jago. Right? So that is why this program is in English. Where you can come. You can associate. Share your heart. Hear. What is the purpose of man? And that is what Srila Prabhupada is doing. Made these beautiful temples. Made these beautiful centers. Written these books. So we can wake up. Yeah? And stay with people who are awake. And thus lead this life. Which is different from the rest. Next. You know who is? Any guesses? Yeah? This is Lenin. He's the leader of the Soviet. And he made a statement that you give me a good mother and I give you a good nation. Yes? People say very culture women got respected. Not true. Women are highly respected. And all of you, at some point, most of you at least, will be mothers. You will have children under you, or you will be having people under you. Whatever is our character is what the child is going to get. We cannot change this nation with all its problems only by laws and legislation and passing bills. It will not change. It will not change unless we create a generation of people who have character, who understand the importance. And that is our responsibility, each of us. So the benefit is not just to you. The benefit is to the whole society. Yeah? As a mother. And that's what he says. Though he doesn't have many good qualities, but this is very clear. Give me a good mother and I give you a good nation. Next. So connecting, very simple. How to connect? Chanting the holy name. The Lord made it very simple. Because he knows in this age of Kali Yuga, everybody is so much attracted to the glitz and glamour, chamak dhamak, very difficult to sit down for meditation. Easiest way, what is this? Chanting the holy name. Whoever one is, wherever one is. So we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Immediately, the goal that we have is to connect to the Supreme Lord. Next.
We may think I'm very small. You know, what is she saying? What difference my doing something, I being different, what difference does it do to the world? Yeah? So there is this beautiful story of this little sparrow. It's a true story. It's not a creation. This little sparrow had laid its eggs at the shore of an ocean. So the waves of the ocean just swept away this sparrow's eggs. Okay? And it was taken off into the sea. And at that time, the sparrow was very upset. She said, ocean, give me back my eggs. Huh? Otherwise, I will dry you up. You see, there is only one way of the ocean report. Huh? And the sparrow, you can see the beak of the sparrow. In case you all have all forgotten how a sparrow looks. Because in Bombay to even see a sparrow is very difficult nowadays. With so many buildings. Yes? So with that, is it possible? Practically possible? No. But she attempted. She was taking this whole lifetime also, she would not be able to dry up the ocean. Forget about ocean, not even one way. But she was doing it with determination. Seeing that, what happened? She attracted Garuda. Garuda is the king of birds, the carrier of a sheep. He comes. And you see this sparrow's determination. He said, I will help the sparrow. And then he came and told the ocean, I'll dry you up. The ocean returned and used that. Say that we are very small. We are very insignificant. But when we make an attempt, yes, on the path, the true path, what happens? You attract the mercy of the Lord. And it's possible. Next. This is Srila Prabhupada. An example of a person who dared to be different. Yes? You see your grandparents and other people who are in the 60s and 70s. It's not possible for them to move around. But he did something which nobody else did. Yeah? At the age of 70, just because he dared to be different, that is why we all are sitting here and talking about daring to be different. Right? Because he went at that age with all hardships, not an easy way, all difficulties, to give all those books there, give this life, the purpose, the real meaning of life. That is what Srila Prabhupada said. Yes? He dared to be different and gave us the sense. Yes? So, yes? And this path is satisfaction 100% guaranteed with a seal. Yes? So, that is what we actually mean. We dare to be different. Please carry this in your heart. Keep coming to this such assemblies and gain strength. Please do not follow the path of blind leading the blind. Yeah? And human life is very, very precious. Very precious. One moment lost, you will never get it back. Yes? Thank you so much for your very, very kind attention. I'd also like to thank the organizers for giving me an opportunity. And what I've spoken is a collection from input from so many devotees. I wish to thank all of them. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.